Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, talking about finances from the financially single woman's perspective, crafting our best lives through online entrepreneurship, and being completely unapologetic about liking money. Today, I am wanting to talk about something that is that's been bothering me for a while, but first I want to talk about this show's sponsor. Today's sponsor is the Money on the Mountain Retreat, a retreat for financially single women being held in Denver, Colorado, this October 2019. If you love talking about money, are looking for a safe space to talk about money from the single woman's perspective, enjoy yoga, good food, and a couple of good drinks, this will be the retreat for you. You can text the following 44222, or rather you can text to that number, Money on the Mountain, to get on the list so that you know what's going on. You can also just purchase your ticket at michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat. There are two different options, so make sure you read through all the info. Okay, so, today's episode is all about empathy in the personal finance community. Been weighing on my mind, people, weighing on my mind. So, for the past year or so, I've begun to notice some things that I don't like that have been popping up in the personal finance space. Snide comments about other people's financial choices online and in Twitter, you know, feeds, things like that, on Instagram, judgment, and just kind of an overall lack of empathy about other people's financial struggles. Those struggles may be things that we don't see. It could be mindset related. It could be earnings related. It could be that there are other people in these people's lives who are affecting what they do. We don't know. We only know what people share with us. And as a person working through a long debt repayment journey who has stopped and started so many times, I've lost track, okay? The idea that people are doing this, it's really pissing me off, especially if they are positioned as personal finance influencers. As personal finance bloggers, we oftentimes lay ourselves bare to the world to encourage, inspire, and educate through our personal stories. This community is made of people who have never been in debt, have inherited money, are still in debt, have grown their income, have never inherited money, and those who haven't grown their income. Basically, it's a space made of human beings doing their best every day, most of the time. At the time of this show, the longest government shutdown in history has ended temporarily. Each day on the news, there were stories about families on the financial brink of disaster, like complete disaster, including stories of people who literally were on their last dollar. And some of the comments about these stories from people in the personal finance space pissed me off and enraged me. Who do you think you are? You don't know that person's whole story. You're just seeing a brief video, a brief tweet, a brief moment on one of the worst days during one of the worst moments in this person's life, through no fault of their own for the most part, because they went to work and were told to continue working, not paid, and it costs money to walk out the freaking door to even go to work. Don't get me started on that. It really pissed me off. You don't know if they are helping other people financially, as is the case with 50% of African American women. You don't know if they've made good or bad choices. You don't know if they're dealing with bad habits, have children, pets, or a gambling addiction, or they're super savers. Again, you don't know what's going on with them. You don't know how they feel about themselves and the role of money in their lives. And I'm going to be honest, like, for a long time, I've felt guilty about trying to earn more. It was the weirdest thing. I continue to think it's a weird thing. It's a mindset issue that I've had to work on, that I have to work on every single day. And I've been working on it for a really long time. Don't judge me. It just is what it is. And if you feel like judging me, you don't pay my bills. So bye. My goal with Michelle is Money Hungry is to encourage, inspire, and support. Kicking people when they're down is an ugly look for a personal finance influencer. And for those of you who continue to do that, you need to check your hearts. How is this helpful to the people you're allegedly trying to help? People go through a journey. So recently, in the past couple of months, I've kind of changed how I talk about money in terms of the journey. It's an ultra marathon. So a lot of times people talk about like money's a marathon. No, it is not a marathon. It's a freaking ultra marathon. That's 100 miles of leaving yourself out there, gasping for air, wishing for water, swallowing saliva, being beat on your face by the hot sun. Every single footstep in front of you, you're like, can I keep going? Like every single day, you have money choices. Every single day, the minute you step out the door. So no, your finances aren't a marathon. They're an ultra marathon. Here's the thing. Who are we to judge someone else's money choices? I'm not paying their bills. I don't have the right to judge what they do. How is your critique furthering the conversation or about money or helping people better their lives? I would like to create a call to action for people in the personal finance space. How can you empower these people financially? What tools and resources can you share without any kind of agenda other than helping people? Do you talk about earning more enough? As Cara Perez from Bravely once told me, you can't out-frugal your expenses, and I've learned that the hard way. How can you make people feel comfortable enough to share financial conversations with you? So real talk, from some of these comments that I've seen, I would never share what's going on with me with these people because I don't feel like they would hear what I had to say or were empathetic in any sort of way. Are you sucking the air out of the room or giving it oxygen? Think about that. Do you think your comments can be perceived as condescending? And if you think that, it's probably because they are. What do you get from judging other people about what they do? Ultimately, we all have to live with the consequences of our choices. Me paying off debt for 7 freaking years is an example of that. Those were my choices, good or bad. I didn't have all the information. I had bad habits. Life happened. It sucks. And it's my life. So I've been working on it. That's all I can do. People are adults, and we will either learn from our mistakes or we won't. That's just the reality. Ultimately, what I'm wishing for is I want more empathy. When did we become so cold to other people's struggles? I'm unwilling to not speak up when I hear comments like these. No more. And honestly, I do believe in karma. I do. This is part of the reason why I created the Money on the Mountain retreat. This is part of the reason why I wanted to create another space for women in particular to talk money. We have kids, we have spouses, we have parents, have all these money choices significantly connected to other people. Even if we're single, maybe we don't have a spouse. Maybe we have a cousin, a sister, a friend that we're helping out. And having the opportunity to be like, hey, I'm not going to judge you for what you're trying to do. I'm going to support you in whatever way I can. That is the reason why there's events like Money on the Mountain and Lola Retreat and Sense Positive and Bravely's Retreat. We do this because we're finding that we need to create safe spaces to share because it's crap like this. Now, I will finish this slight rant with the following. In my opinion, the vast majority of people in the personal finance space are incredible, amazing, warm, well-intentioned, lovely, loving people. I've had a wonderful experience with them. They've changed my life. But some of these bad actors, they need to go. I have no tolerance for them. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of listening to them. And if they think they're better than other people, they're honestly, they're not serving the greater good. So with that being said, make sure you sign up to stay in the loop with the Money on the Mountain retreat. There are only 100 tickets for the retreat. Heads up. Get on that. And by the way, the ticket prices will go up March 1st. So heads up. Anyway, thank you so much for letting me share my thoughts. I was a little pissed. And I hope that you have a great day. Make sure if you like the show to subscribe, share it with other people. And I would love to hear what you have to say about this episode. You can go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/need-for-empathy. Bye.